Today is Thursday, the 4th of July, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Psalm 146. It is good to sing in honour of our God. Sweet is his praise. The Lord, restorer of Jerusalem. He brought back Israel's exiles, healing their broken hearts and binding up their wounds. Alleluia, ire por offendendo per te, ire por sottesa d'un uomo. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
And after getting into a boat, he crossed the water and came to his own town. And just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings.
Feeling unforgiven can be like paralysis. When things can't be put right, we can feel trapped, unable to move on. The future is closed. We feel like we can't grow or walk free. Do you feel like that? Or can you remember a time when you did? In today's gospel, Jesus relieves a man of the burden of the past with simple but powerful words. Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven. Do you still carry the weight of past mistakes and sin? Are there parts of your life that weigh you down? Things you're even scared to call sin? As you hear the story one more time, imagine yourself lying on that bed, unable to move, trapped in your past. Hear Jesus utter words of forgiveness with a gentle voice. And let him show his power to forgive by saying, "Stand up and walk."
And after getting into a boat, he crossed the water and came to his own town. And just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings.
The gift of true forgiveness is always a doorway into deeper love. Maybe you want to express something of that now to the Lord. Or just stay in silence, with Jesus standing in front of you, looking on you with great love and tenderness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.